before they...
Try to... Ladies and gentlemen, Musical Chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, America.
Everyone. we love being here in the chair with everybody else.
We are so. It's a great day today.
So, Eric, today we have quite an interesting guest, just like you say in the intro, sure to inspire.
Yeah. We have a great guest on today. Her name's Adrienne Lauren, also known as AKA A Persona. And then as we go, we'll just be calling her A. But she is, now you go ahead, Lisa. This is your domain.
Ah, okay. Well, first of all,
welcome.
Welcome. Hi. Oh, yes. And as you said that, I was just thinking we should mention to everybody that poor A has woken up 2 days ago with a little bit of a throat thing. So she's going to sound not in her best glory, but she still sounds awesome.
It's okay. We'll just bring in like this new persona, this new raspy jazz, like,
there you go.
Sultry. We'll make it work.
Cool. Wow, I love it. Great. Okay, and I just want to pull up your bio so I've got you here, but Eric, as I'm doing that, I just want you to share that what genre she is, because it's very interesting.
Well, I hope I get this right. You are a rapper, correct?
Yes.
And do you produce as well?
I wouldn't consider myself as one, but I do play with GarageBand and Logic a little bit.
I see, okay.
But I wouldn't say I am.
Okay. So what would you say, you're a rapper, anything else on top of that?
Oh,
rapping.
An entrepreneur.
Oh, my God.
Entrepreneur.
Singer, songwriter.
All of that.
Definitely a lyricist. I love poetry and, like, wordplay and all of that.
And that's why the rapper, because you love the wordplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, your career's taking quite an interesting turn, but what? Because that's what we're going to dive into this whole show. But what I'll do is I'm going to read your bio, which I love, and then it's really taking you on quite this journey. So first of all, it's Adrienne Lauren, and Lauren's with two L's, by the way, if you're looking her up on Facebook or anywhere, AKA A Persona. She is a rapper, a singer, songwriter, marketer, and overall happy person on a mission to get creatives amped up to craft the art business and a life that they love. In the summer of 2016, her journey with Toonie Tuesdays began as a weekly show on YouTube, where she would drop a new tune every Tuesday. Since the inception of Toonie Tuesday, A has self-produced over 75 episodes that you can find on youtube.com/AIIPersona. Love that.
That's good.
And she's also the host, this is the exciting part, she's also the host of the Thriving Artist Masterclass, which is an online expert interview series that features 20-plus guests per season to provide marketing strategies, art business advice, and out-of-the-box solutions for creative entrepreneurs. The most recent show is called The Thriving Artist Masterclass, How to Position, Package, and Pitch Your Creative Work to Resonate with More People. That was like...
Wow, that's a mouthful, Lisa. That was well done, I got to say.
Well, to kickstart this little thing, because we are going to be sharing some of your songs, our first question, I both Eric and I were like, oh my gosh, like, her story is really interesting. And it's all about your dreams and your passion that has driven you. But your dream started out quite different as a child.
Yeah. honestly, I never would have even imagined my life would have come this way. And it all just really started 19 years old. I was en route to become a math and physics high school teacher. Yeah.
Wow. There's the difference.
Yeah. And the science world was always a world like that I could grasp really easily. So I explored that, but just had this gut feeling that wasn't for me. And I ended up turning YouTube into a personal life experiment And I created like my first YouTube channel, not the music one that you guys know about now, but I actually had created one before. And the whole premise of it was to answer one question. And it was, what would happen if I did something every day that made me happy? Because at this point in my life, everything, like my whole life was not in alignment. So I was working hard in a lot of things. It looks like I'm achieving these successes, but inwardly, I'm just like so not feeling it.
Right.
So distraught. Everything just like, it's just so unhappy, but pretending to be happy, to make my parents proud, to make other people proud, living my life for other people. And so that became this project that was just for me, an experiment of what would happen if I just did more that would make me happy.
Oh, and then,
yeah, and then eventually music came along, and like the whole everything just shows up.
Right. Now, what did you do on the YouTube channel?
So, now first one, I would vlog my university experience. I would share what I was learning. I was really starting to feel like I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I was like obsessively like reading marketing books, personal development books, and I would just share what I was learning. And I made like a trip to the Philippines, so I would vlog it. Literally anything I felt like creating is what I would create. So that channel is kind of like a jambalaya of a whole bunch of crazy.
Right.
You know, that's, you know what, for me to hear that, it is so cool, because really what it's like, as you went on your path of discovery of who you were and how to feel alignment, it was the freedom you had to create, but you found out that you really loved sharing. And I think that's like that's what I connect really well with you. I think you're too.
Absolutely. Sharing music, sharing any of your passions. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the more I created, the more I realized I'm this really multi-passionate person. Like I just love creating, whatever that means for me. So whether that was music, writing, visually, I love making videos. And that kind of just took me into the path of like launching my first business, which was video marketing. And then I really felt like I needed to dress up to be somebody else. I was really young at the time. I was like maybe like in early 20s, like 2021. And I'm positioning myself as this marketing expert, and all my clients are all much older than me. And all of them were in like real estate or like tech startups. And I just felt like I needed to constantly like prove myself and prove my knowledge. And so I would dress up and, you know, wear the heels and the suits and ties and feel like I needed to fit myself in that world. But that just took me down into like a downward spiral that was so terrible, because now this thing that this creative thing that I wanted to be able to do for a lot of my life now is turning into something I'm dreading to do. I was like, oh man, I needed a shift. And then that's kind of when Toonie Tuesday came into my life, because I was like, this needs to be fun again. Like, how come this stopped being fun?
Yeah, music's supposed to be fun. Your passion's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, so the passion's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Did you actually, I'm probably jumping in, I don't mean to, but did you actually go through for that degree?
Yeah, so I have a mathematics degree.
That's crazy.
So you were able to get through because you had that passion on the side as well.
Yeah, and I was like paying for my own schooling, and I was halfway done, and I was like, I might as well finish the dang thing. I paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, it was a growing experience as well, too. So here you are, you're doing your videos. Were you attracting a following that was still in alignment, or was even your following not quite right?
On YouTube, it was. I was attracting a lot of creatives. But my clientele, I was working with a lot of businessy suits and ties. So there was like this disconnect, because the stuff that I loved always attracted creative, free-spirited people who were really passionate and had this like huge positive message that they wanted to share. And then what I'm doing with my business is not sharing that kind of messages.
Right.
So I was like, I would much rather be able to share those kind of messages. And that kind of mindset shift really changed when I started to do music, because for me, I never even thought like music would be a career for myself.
Which, oh, wow.
Yeah. Like if you told me like maybe 4 years ago, or just before Toonie Tuesday was happening, that that I'd be doing the things that I'm doing now, I probably would have laughed. Like, I'd be the first person who wouldn't believe you. But I think that's just such a testament to how quickly we can actually transform our lives when we're in alignment. Because it's just like, yeah, I was just like, I just had to like go with it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like trying to fit in wasn't fitting in with your alignment.
You weren't meant to fit in.
No.
Yeah, so the more I did music, the more I got invited to perform shows and get involved in Toronto and all these like underground music scenes. And the more I got exposed to other people who were really doing music, the more they gave me the confidence that I'm supposed to be doing this. So that was really interesting. And professionally, my background has been like in marketing. So I've been in that space for a long time. And I was like, whoa, like there's so much talent here. And we're not sharing this like in impactful ways. So that's kind of now when the shift of like creating the Thriving Artist Masterclass came together. Because at this point, I'm like creating a new song. I'm creating new videos every week for like over 75 weeks in a row. It's opening up all these opportunities for me. And I'm like, I would love to have this to share with people. Like, people don't understand how lonely it is to be a content creator. Because you see everything that goes online, but we spend so much time alone.
Yeah.
To actually be able to create everything.
When you talk about once you do one thing, it attracts, it's like a snowball, right? You have so many things, and it sounds so much like you found your tribe. Like, you, so here you are alone and not sure and can't even do it. But then once you, you know, get that underground and you find, you're like, oh my gosh, you're my people. And you're doing this and it's fueling me and I'm fueling you. And hey, I've got stuff I can share and you've got stuff we can share.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I love about Toonie Tuesday too, is like, after that, I started to open it up to do collaborations with other people in the city and like having them now on my show. And actually, I'm so excited because I've been working with a lot of other creatives now too. And it's like the creative process is like so much more fun, and it takes twists and turns that you would never have expected. You know, somebody will just put one input and all of a sudden it transforms how the whole song is. And it's so magical.
Oh, I love that. You use the word magical.
Because music's not supposed to be lonely.
Yeah.
You know, and I find that a lot these days with myself, too. Like, I hire people from other, like, I've just hired two players from another country. But it's kind of weird for me because I'm used to kind of being in the studio. I do a bit more, like, blues and jazz and things. And I'm used to people being all in the same room when you play. As opposed to, this is a bit different, and you're not supposed to be lonely doing it. So it's good to be able to reach other communities, like what you're doing with your thing, as well as just reaching out to other musicians and that kind of thing, and it draws people in, which is good.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to share it. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is the only reason why we are called to create. It's to share.
Yes, for sure.
Now, you've allowed us two tracks that we were for. We got some time for a commercial, but the one Take Me Higher.
Yeah,
so you allowed us to share this. This is an unreleased track.
Yeah, it's so exciting, the story behind this one too.
Yes, can you start, because we have time still before the commercial. Can you tell us about it so when we do come back and hear it, then we can have a little background.
Okay, awesome. Oh, you want me to share it now?
Yes.
Sorry, I'm like the break. That's not weird. Yeah, so this whole journey of like marrying the people, where is this going? But like bringing together my different passions, it's bringing people together that are multi-passionate as well. So this specific song was actually kind of just a spur of the moment, super magical, I swear. And I have a client out in Winnipeg, and I was out there doing marketing stuff for their business. And then I was there for a week, and I found out that they also have a home studio, and there's several people in the house that I was staying at that are musicians. So shout out to Se Puede, and Black Wolf was there on the track.
Woo!
And Sola Tribe, that's what the community is called. And they're like super, super spiritual based, and their music is all like just elevating. And so I'm there thinking with my marketing hat on, because that's why I was there. And then I found out they had the home studio, and I was like, please, please, can I just like hang out in the studio? Like, can we just create something?
Yeah.
So we did, and basically in the span of, I think it was like 3-4 hours, we finished the song, like writing it, like creating the beat, writing it, recording it. It was like super magical.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, just because you love that word, and I love that word, if you could define, it's a hard thing, but give us what do you think magical means? Like, define that.
Oh, man.
Here's Elisa, surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
What does magical mean to me?
Like you think about writing that song was magical. Like, just.
Connection.
It's just like spark of creativity. And I think, synchronicity. Like,
yeah.
We didn't even share what the words were going to be. And then, like, it all just worked, and like, I don't know, each little element was like, it was just meant to be, and
yeah.
It was just like little sparks of magic, like, everywhere, and then by the time it was done, we had this huge fireworks going.
Ah! Oh my God, I love it.
And all of us were so excited, because this was like our first time all collaborating together as well, and it came together so great and so quickly, like, it was just so meant to be.
Cool.
So magical.
I love that.
That's a great word. Connection, magical.
And you can I'm so excited, happy that you were able to say, because you know what, just that build up and finding that out. So now we all know that that's such a magical song. We're going to slip away to commercials, but when we are back, we're going to get to hear that track and knowing how that just all came together and was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Come back and join us on Musical Chair.
Woohoo!
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
And we're back, Musical Chairs, with a persona as our
special
guest.
Hey. Did you like the little jazz beat there?
There you go.
Have you break out? We can't say break out into song. It's going to be break out into rap with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
Could rap over that one.
Yeah, so, you could.
Yeah.
So we've got a really special treat for all the listeners, because this song is not yet released. We are doing this fun thing on Musical Chairs.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love that. Yeah, you're going to release it on Toonie Tuesday?
Yeah.
In 2 weeks?
So, yeah, it's so exciting because that series has been on pause for a little over a year, actually.
Yeah.
Well, because they also started working on the Thriving Artist Masterclass, and those was like a huge like production. Right. So that has been on pause for a bit. But yeah, I'm so excited that this is coming back.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. I'm doing a little happy dance right now.
You know, and that's something, just before we hear the song, this is one thing I love. It's just a comment about this, because you mentioned right at the beginning when we were talking about this, how you were kind of doing everything on the outside. Lots of things look like you're accomplishing, getting things done and looking so good. But I don't want to say you're focused, but there's so much, but there was no intention. Or I think I've seen it on video. So you were able to now say, look, I love Toonie Tuesdays. It's awesome. People love it, but it's got to go on hold so I can focus on something else that I want to create. And we will talk about it later, but I just want to say that how does it feel? Like, what feels different inside of you when you're finally focused and on your passion?
So divine. Like, it actually feels so divine. When you're in alignment, it's like you're unstoppable now. I feel like when I first started Toonie Tuesday, it was this journey of me building my confidence, because I'd never even considered myself as an artist.
Right.
And I'm producing I'm making all these music, I'm putting this out. And it probably took like 50 episodes in for me to finally be like, hey, I think I'm an artist. Like, so I think there was a lot of like internal mind shifts and self-limiting beliefs that I had to shed and let go in the process of that. And then when I put it on pause, it was really actually because my grandmother had passed away. And after that, yeah, I know, it's super, super heartbreaking. But because of that, I ended up going back home to the Philippines, and I stayed there for a month. So I got really in tune with nature. Like, they live in a really rural island. Like, there's certain parts of it that there's no Wi-Fi, no cellular. And so I just got really connected with Mother Nature, and that kind of awakened a lot of my spiritual journey as well. And so I ended up spending the year just looking within, kind of like a depth year, where it was just like, okay, let me put like everything on pause and let me rediscover myself, because there's a lot of shifts happening for me at that time. And so now I feel like it's like this new renewed energy bringing Toonie Tuesday back, and a completely different like sense of purpose around it. Before, it was like to help build my confidence. And then now it's like, now I really want to use it to build community and invite more people on here. Like, Si Se Puede, the guy who produced Take Me Higher, he's also another big reason why Toonie Tuesday is coming back, because he really believed in what I was doing. And he was like, look, if you just need beats, like, I got you. I have a vault of over 1,000 of them. And his generosity and his, like, the goodness of his heart is like another big reason bringing Toonie Tuesday back. Because before, I was just using like instrumentals from pop music or just music that I enjoyed.
Right.
And I was like, but I'm on this mission of like supporting local, like let's support each other. And if I'm using that, like I'm not really supporting you guys. And so there
What's
was
his
like a
name
whole,
again? Can you say his name?
His name is Daniel Chavez, but he goes by Si Se Puede.
Oh,
it's Spanish for like, yes. Yes, it's allowed, or like, yes, yes, it can be, or yes, it shall be.
Spanish?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
Oh, you sound so beautiful when you say it like that. Oh, okay. Oh, well, you know what? I think it's an amazing song. I love it. I think it's beautiful, and I love just the title.
I love the groove of it.
Yeah, and there comes the groove.
Yeah, take me higher.
So you know what? Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Take me higher.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Woohoo!
Darkness, where do I go? There's nothing I can see, no evidence I was ever made. Creatures creep in the shadows. Did I ever have a home? Have I ever known how to be free? Or am I stuck in a cage? And then the lights come on and I'm stuck on the stage. All my flaws written on the page. And I'm screaming the words, hoping, wanting, and praying that someone saves me. But there's a disconnect and my soul floats in the abyss. Feels like a hit or miss. Will I ever overcome this? Yeah. Will I ever outrun this? Yeah. Will I ever overcome this? Yeah. Will I ever outrun this? Yeah.
I just feel like so elevated after that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking? Because I had to, everybody has a different, you have to open up to hear a different kind of genre. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I really like this for real, for real.
Really cool. A lot of cool sounds in it as well. Cool lyrics.
Yay. The other cool thing I love about it was like the hook is what came to us first. So, like, take me higher, take me higher. And as we were building it, I was like, wouldn't it be cool if just like sonically, like this whole song just goes higher and higher.
Yeah.
It starts off with the rap and then the first chorus comes in and it's just me. And then I come in with the verse and then the second chorus comes in and Daniel actually harmonizes on us on a higher note. And then we like even bumped it higher, like on the program, like we just like bumped it super high. So then the second chorus comes in and it's much higher. And then the bridge comes in and it's like much higher. So just even like the sound of it, you feel like you're going higher and higher and higher. And it just, it's so magical. Like, I love it.
Very cool. Yeah. A lot of really cool sounds in it.
And you said you're not a producer. Come on.
Well, Daniel or Suse Puede was the one who was like, you know, building everything. Mm-hmm. I just give ideas. I'm a very ideas person. And then he made the magic happen.
Well, I've got something that's interesting you said about the building higher and higher, because what I could imagine that being used for, like for myself even, because I'm kind of high energy, I would use it for like a moving meditation, because it has so much movement, but it has this stillness in it that it's so delicate but busy.
Right? Now, and the word Lisa used while we were listening was levitate.
Yes, it's like floating.
It's like floating.
I love it. There's just a couple of the lines that I want to ask about, because I love that one of the questions is this a hit or miss? And it says, will I overcome this and outrun this? And so our question to you, because I know Eric loves these questions, is, you know what, a lot of people can really condemn themselves, like, I haven't made it yet, or I'm still stuck in this. Like, how can I ever
overcome this?
And do you think that, let's say you're talking to Eric, you know, and he's a musician, he's writing, he's stuck. I mean, how do you overcome things?
Writer's block.
I feel like you just have to surrender and just do. Like, give space for those thoughts, but don't, like, validate them in a way, you know? It's like, allow them to just pass through you and then just start doing again. To me, that's how I've always... Actually, it's funny that you say that, because, like, I was just today talking to my roommate about how, like, you know, lately I feel like I'm in a lull, and I'm like, and it's weird because I'm just wrapping up this huge, awesome online show. Tuning Tuesday is coming back. Like, why do I feel like this, you know? And sometimes it's like, I think as creators, we just always want to create. We always want to know what's next. Like, we always want to get our hands dirty on, like, the next thing to create. So it's like completion. For me, it's like I think I just need to learn to celebrate more. I'm glad we're talking about this out loud, because learning to celebrate more.
Yeah, it's a soul searching. Well, I listened to your talk there. I'm not sure where you were talking, but the one about just do it. If they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And that made a lot of sense to me, you know, and it really does. Just do it. And
you're going to have ups and downs. It's the thinking. It's the thinking that stops us.
Yeah, overthinking. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that you said to celebrate, to spend time celebration, because some people think, okay, celebration means partying, you know, energy and noise and all this stuff. But really, celebration can mean that permission to just enjoy the completion of things.
Absolutely.
Yes. I love that you bring that up, because I'm team sober. I love to dance, though. So, like, celebration for me is not going out partying. I'm also such an introvert. I'm so sensitive to energies that I'm just like, this is too much. So celebration for me is literally, like, happy dancing, or I literally do this thing where I throw love in the air. I'll start running around my apartment, just be like, throw love in the air, throw love.
Now, that is really cool. I've never even heard of that. That is really cool.
Okay, that's your next song, Throw Love in the Air. You're not in a low, eh? You're just...
That's it.
We just need somebody else there.
I just needed to take a nap, apparently, that's all.
Oh, and sometimes, you know, as you mentioned, your throat, like, whether you're sick or not, but your throat is saying, hey, dude, you got to just... You know, not, you know, have that rest and everything. So,
Well, this one is interesting, because the night I woke up before I lost my voice, I had a dream, and these two young men were at this, like, stage. There are three microphones, and they come in on the stage and they want to, like, talk, but the microphones are, like, soaked with water and it's, like, broken and they can't use it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, because water is such a symbolism for emotion.
Right.
And then, like, the inability to use this microphone and express their emotion, I think that was, like the symbolism to me that I took from it. And, like, I've been going through this huge, like, spiritual awakening the last few months that it's literally so transformational. Even I'm kind of, like, in shock of, like, the things I'm able to, like, overcome with this. But yeah, like, being in this space of feeling empowered to talk about those things was an area that I've been like, oh, I don't know. And then this opportunity with Om Radio, and I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, universal alignment. It's a sign. I'm supposed to be talking about these things. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
I don't know where that tangent went to, but.
Well, that's where the things come out. It's the allowing and the flowing. And I love that you said that. And I think that dream is super cool. I just had a show and we talked about dreams and how it's all about what you think the symbol is. And that's really neat that you, Eric, do you remember your dreams ever? Do you dream?
I dream sometimes, yeah. I remember them. And sometimes they're, you know, fun. Sometimes not so much fun. But I liked how you said about the water. Sometimes I have dreams. I think that you have them when you, when you're feeling blocked, sometimes, it's like running in the mud. You know, you try to run and you can't, or those kind of things. And I've had some of those where you just feel like you can't finish it. But I think it's your mind telling you, you know, there's a roadblock somewhere. Just get rid of the roadblock.
Mm-hmm.
Or writer's block, whatever that is.
Writer's block, yeah.
All kinds of blocks.
They're all kind of blocks. But like, I like what you said when we were talking about the writer's block thing, too. Oops, sorry. The writer's block is, sometimes I just go outside and, pay attention to what's around you. And a lot of times it can kind of break you through the writer's block as well.
For me, nature does that a lot for me.
Just there you go.
Embracing the stillness and learning to listen. And it will just like, poop.
Another
activity that really helps is like free-flowing. So it's like, you grab a piece of paper, a pen, and then you start writing and you don't lift that pen. And you just
like,
keep writing, even if it's not structured in a song or like whatever. But the just the ability to get thoughts on paper will like open up creativity for you in that space, even if it's not exactly around what you're trying to create at that moment or what you're blocked about.
And I do that with
because
music.
You're allowing yourself to flow. Well,
Yeah, I do that with music, like just start playing something and just see where it takes you.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully a road that's not less so traveled.
Well, yeah. You know, we solved another great song that we're going to play. We are going to sneak away to commercial, but when we come back, you could also share some of those tips like that, free-flowing, like getting into nature. We'd love to hear how you do elevate and get higher.
Still love throwing love in the air.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we'll sneak off to commercials, and when we're back, we're going to hear yet another, an unreleased song.
Woohoo!
Come on back, Musical Chair.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Well, Welcome back to Musical Chairs with my co-host Lisa Berry, as well as our guest today, A Persona, is on the line.
And you're Eric.
And Eric.
Hey, I forgot about me. Now, this song that we're going to preview is called Preview. It's unreleased as well. It's called Dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And how did this come about for you? What dimension?
No, I have to acknowledge something, Eric. Earlier you asked me if I was a producer, and I was like shying away from it. Oh, no. I really think it's because I have so much respect for artists that are like exceptionally well in that space that I feel like, oh, if I'm not on that level, I shouldn't be like calling myself that. But okay. I want to acknowledge that and take that back because I actually produced this song.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was in there.
Okay.
And I have this tendency of like thinking of myself small, and I'm like, okay, I need to stop doing that. So I wanted to just like,
well, thanks for acknowledging that for yourself. our inner beings are saying, hey, yay to your inner being for saying that.
Exactly. And the thing about, you are right about, you know, getting the right people on board. I mean, produce it yourself if you're in that space and have to, but quite honestly, you are correct. There are producers in the world that will take your music from the 80% to 100% and beyond.
Yeah. So much incredible talent out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, and you know what? We are going to listen to that song, but I just want to let everybody know that after the song, we're back. We will be asking about exactly that, other people around the world, and taking it to a new level, because this is what she's been working on, to be able to craft her own art and others.
The thriving artist.
Yeah. So let's hear this incredible song that was produced by A Persona and written.
It's called Dimensions. Here we go.
Now.
We always do the clap thing.
Yeah, we like clapping.
I love it.
Because you deserve it.
Oh,
thank you.
That's great. I love that one.
We love them all.
We love them all, by the way, because we had four sent to us, sent to folks out there, but we only have time for two. But maybe another show, we'll do two more.
Okay, and then I have my Lisa questions. I thought it was fun that water came up in there about the water world, the empress of the water world. Is that what you
mm-hmm.
No, okay, because you just talked about how water is a symbol, you know, of emotions and things. So I was like, okay, wait. Where did that – that's the coolest line. I love that line, the empress of the water world. What did that come up for you? What does that mean?
So Okay, so like I was telling you, I was having like this like spiritual awakening, and a lot of it is pulling me towards studying the ancient roots of like Filipino wisdom. So I'm born and raised in the Philippines, and just been very disconnected because of colonization and being brought up Roman Catholic, but been really pulled towards that direction. And so this song is actually about a deity from my island, and her name is Magwayan. And it's such a beautiful story. So she is the goddess of the ocean realm. And her daughter ends up passing away. And she's so heartbroken by this. So she follows her daughter's soul all the way to the underworld. And in this story, she ends up becoming like the protector of souls. And she like carries them down to the underworld so that she can visit her daughter every time somebody dies. So I thought it was just such a beautiful take on like we hear this about Hades and like Greek and all these different mythologies, right? And I thought this representation of it was such a loving way.
Oh, beautiful.
And I've been super connected with my grandma, and like it's this song is really about that deity, and that's who I'm speaking of in this song.
Cool. Now is it Filipino, the language? Oh, Lisa wanted to ask that. What are you? Is that what you're saying?
So in the Philippines, we have a lot of dialects. The main one is called Tagalog. I don't speak that one. The one that's in this song is Cebuana or Cebuano, because I'm from this island called Cebu. And so the language in the second one is that language.
Oh, cool.
My mother tongue. Yeah.
Cool.
I just thought it was really neat that you just finished saying about how it's this deity who's going to the underworld, and it's literally, and for such a heavy reason, she's lost her daughter, but she's found a way to do it. And I love that it says dimensions I can face now, because she's so, like, she's open-hearted, and she can go to the stuff. And that's how we all, like, as we create our I'm totally tying this into my masterclass question, but because you, it sounds like you so much are really, you're finding your roots, and now you're reaching out to your tribe, and so that you can allow them to go into a dimension through confidence, through showcasing. So where did this,
Thriving Artist Masterclass.
Thriving Artist Masterclass come from? Is this it?
Well, this song was written much after, like, Thriving Artist was, like, in production. But the notion of the Thriving Artist was, like, man, like, why is it when we think of artists, we think of starving artists?
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, this sucks. I don't want to starve.
No.
So I was like, what's the opposite of this? And I was like, oh, thriving artist. And then I was like, that's what I want to embody. That's who I want to become. And I want to take people on this journey with me. And like, I only know so much. So like, what if I bring on experts who are also all on the same mission of helping creatives like build their marketing, build their business, because that's really a side that we struggle in, because we think that the creative brain can't be a business brain.
Right.
Yeah. But the essence of entrepreneurship is to create. So really, we're meant for this. So it's just shifting those like mind blocks and those paradigms. And letting go of this notion of like having to do everything alone. I really wanted to shed that. And so I was like, what better way to do that than to force myself to collaborate with 20 plus people each season?
Yeah.
Is it released yet?
Yeah. So it's like they're released like through email. So they're like really exclusive. You have to opt in to be a part of it. So the first season was like out in July of last year. This season we just wrapped it up. Like our last day was like Valentine's Day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I'm producing another one for July. And
how do you opt into it? Where do you?
So it's on the thrivingartistmasterclass.com.
Oh, okay. The website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. Now, if all the artists that are listening right now who think, you know what? I don't want to be a starving artist. Yeah, I like this new thing. I want to be a thriving artist. First of all, two things. Are there any types of artists that this would not be good for, and who is the right artist that you're calling upon?
So the people that I've been really attracting for this are artists that really want to make a positive impact with their art.
like, if you're in it just because you want to make a bunch of money, that's not this tribe. Like, this is like the people who are like, yes, I want to make money with my art, but I want to make a lot of money with my art so that my art is now sustainable and I could live and like create freely. Even for me, that's how it started for me. Cause like when I was starting to see how much it cost to like produce things and release things, yeah. I was just like, man, I'm going to need to create something for me so that whenever I want to create something, I just always have a budget for it. Right. And so that's why I was like, okay, let me build my business. Let me build that while I build my music. So it's definitely artists who are called to be of service through their art.
Right.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep.
You go, that's really neat that you mentioned budget, because if Eric loves creating, I create things and I don't even, because I really don't, it doesn't matter if they actually manifest for me, I just have fun in my head with it, but I'm not like that kind of a musician, but Eric would be. So like Eric works with other people with budgets and he has budgets, and you know what, you're right, that is the number one thing that was preventing people to create how they want to, right?
It can be a huge money pit, and you have to be very careful of that too.
Yeah. And I want to support too, right? Like, if I want to work with this person and they say this, like, it costs thousands of dollars to work with them, it's like, okay, I want to be able to afford you and pay you what you're worth, because you're worth that. Probably even more, but thanks for, like, putting it at that price. So I can't make that happen. But
oh, I was going to ask you, I saw that you were saying you hired a business coach. How did that go for you?
Yeah, they're actually the ones who are helping me with this idea of like putting these online shows. And I discovered them through the Real Estate Expo.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they were talking about this idea of like how to make money with like how to monetize an online show. And I'm like, man, I've been making online shows like for years and I haven't made a penny on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, teach me. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But I figured out, that's the thing too, like when you have a big dream, you always think like, oh, we'll wait till we have the resources for it. Literally at this point of my life, when I decided to hire this business coach, I had just quit my 9-to-5. I was like living off of like $3,000, like I was making it stretch for like as long as I could.
Yeah.
And literally had to give like all the money I had left, maybe had $80 left after I like did the first deposit. Had no idea how I'm gonna be able to like afford it moving on, but I just like in my gut, I was so guided. I'm like, this is for you, gotta do it, gotta make it happen. And so it's been happening.
Oh, cool.
It happens. So what are some invitations that we can leave the audience with right now so they can show up, whether it's Toonie Tuesday for the launch or to opt in and start getting involved with the masterclass? Like, do all of our invitations.
Yeah, I'm definitely most active on Instagram. So you can find me at AIIPERSONA. That's AII persona. As well as on Facebook. That's where I do my all my updates right now.
Okay.
And then if they want to get like in the loop for the next season of Thriving Artist, then you can just opt in to like the thrivingartistmasterclass.com, like right now. I'll add you to that newsletter. Right now it says like the show is live, but it's like it's not live anymore. I have to update that.
Right.
Okay. Now, and the experts that you have on are to help, they're sharing their expertise just to help all artists.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Like we had some people, like I'm going to pull up like the list right now of like the different titles that we had. So we had Jennifer Lee talking about the Right Brain business plan, and so how to make creating a business plan so much more fun and bright and colorful. We had Nina Amir, who talks about how to find your unique gift and give it to the world, how to pave your own creative entrepreneurial path, how to get the press attention your art deserves, how to get your art business, grow your art business and earn what you're worth, how to start a blog, how to become a bestseller, how to pitch your creative work, how to land your first big client. We talk about content marketing. Like, it's just like, it's so much. Like,
wow.
And that's just like, that's
we'll
just a fraction of it.
That's amazing.
Well, Eric and I are signing up.
We're full signing up.
Well, we want to thank you so much. Like, this has been inspiring and fun and just lighthearted, at least.
Very inspiring, and congratulations on all your work, and help you get some rest and get better soon too.
Thank you so much. Throw some love in the air, everyone.
Always.
Remember to throw love in the air. We got to write a song.
Yes. Especially like in the little corners, like in the neglected spaces of your house. Throw it there.
Exactly.
Oh my god,
that's gotta be in a song.
All right, everybody.
See where it falls.
See where it falls. Everybody, this is A Persona, and just because we do want to say her name, of course, too.
A Persona.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay,
and thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Next episode,
Bye.